crash and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting every motive escalate. Automotive centering. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, step
next
down.
Next Monday, but we're going to be here all week. So, you know, settle in with a little bit of John and Gordy every afternoon here from 2 to 4. Of course, Dom will be in at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow on the program here, we will welcome in Jonathan Hansen. He's with the Hunger Task Force. There have been some federal tax cuts to their program, the Hunger Task Force. We're going to talk to Jonathan Hansen about that tomorrow on the show here.
All right. You know, earlier we were talking about Social Security and sometimes this administration, the administration of billionaires, they don't relate real well to people. So one of those moments occurred with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. I just love that guy's name. Howard Lutnick.
Lutnick. Get in here, Lutnick.
This guy's worth over $4 billion.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, he must know something.
And, you know, well, he does know something. You know, he knows what his mom is going through. And he come up with a very easy way of detecting fraud through his mom's reaction to Social Security. Why don't we check this out? Cut 200.
Okay. Right? Here we go. Do we have that?
I spring that on Cal. I probably did. 200.
Cal's looking for it right now, I think. Cal, let us know. Here we go.
Got it.
Okay. Lutnick.
If you're... I describe it to people this way.
Yeah.
Let's say Social Security didn't send out their checks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This month. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother-in-law, who's 94,
yeah. Right.
She wouldn't call and complain. Mm-hmm. She just wouldn't. She'd think something got messed up, and she'll get it next month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A fraudster always makes the loudest noise, screaming, yelling, and complaining. Mm.
Huh?
And the guys who did PayPal, like Elon knows this by heart, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Anybody who's been in the payment system and the process system knows the easiest way to find the fraudster is to stop payments and listen.
Yeah.
Because whoever screams is the one stealing.
Yeah.
Because my mother-in-law's not calling. I mean, come on, your mother, 80-year-olds, 90-year-olds, they trust the government. They trust, okay, maybe got screwed up. Big deal. They're not going to call and scream at someone.
Oh, no.
Someone who's stealing always does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what happens is,
it's a strange
standard. Need to get to. So the people who are getting that free money, stealing the money, inappropriately getting the money, an inside person who's routing the money, they are going to yell and scream. Mm. But real America
is
going to be rewarded, because here's the key.
Benefit of the doubt.
Not one penny should stop going to, we're the richest country on earth. We're rich. We don't have to take one penny from someone who deserves Social Security. Not one penny for someone who deserves Medicaid and Medicare. What we have to do is stop sending money to someone who's not hurt, who's on disability for 50 years.
Oh, well, you know, anybody on disability for 50 years certainly needs to have their money taken away. You know, I can just hear his mom right now.
This is pretzel logic.
His mother-in-law, I can just hear it right now.
Yeah.
Howard, you've got $4 billion. Yeah. I didn't get my Social Security check last month.
Piece of money.
Really?
This is nuts.
I mean, if you miss a Social Security, that's your money for the month.
Yeah.
And you're not going to wait till the next month to say something.
No.
No one would do that.
Some people depend on every penny of their Social Security. Yeah, that's the only thing that they have left. The elderly, the disabled. It's just, that's.
Well, that's the way a billionaire
from Mars.
Thinks.
He's from Mars, I think.
That's how they think. All right, now we're going to take some calls. Hey, do we have, like, some text here to get to?
There were a couple of texts a little earlier here. Let's see. Let's go back to, sorry, got to roll back up here.
Oh, there
it is. Is this the one? Hey, John and Gordy, I'm not sure if you remember, but a couple of weeks ago I sent two messages, one suggesting you guys are actually George Lucas and Norm Macdonald.
There you go.
I don't know what that means.
What's the other one right there, the fascist coup?
Was that up or down here?
No, you just went past
it. I went past it?
Yeah.
Here we go. I don't see it here, John.
All right. Well.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter, but if you do have a comment, please text us if you can. That would be fantastic.
Okay.
On the Civic Media app?
A couple I'm censoring as we go here. Right, here it is. Here it is. I'm not sure we will recover from this fascist coup. It is the most extreme.
It is.
This is Steve from Milwaukee. He had a couple before that. We are in the fourth backlash by the rich class. We were talking about the four turnings.
Turnings, backlash.
Yeah.
I want to get to something, you know, talking about something like this. They were talking about the vandalism that's going on with Tesla dealerships.
Yeah,
with the cars themselves.
People lighting cars on fire and attacking the trucks and everything. Yeah.
And the administration has come out. I mean, Trump has come out.
Yeah.
He's put Pam Bondi in there to make sure that these people are treated as domestic terrorists.
Right.
Now, I have a real problem with being considered a domestic terrorist. By the way, if you agree to this, if you think it's a good idea, or you might say, you know, that's not a bad idea, get the message across, you are on the side of the terrorist, and she can come after you as well.
What?
Yes. So, you know, after...
So
this is the way I'm looking at it. If we have somebody who is firebombing a Tesla that's sitting on the side of the street, all right, you know, that's vandalism, right?
There's
a law that already covers that.
There's a law that covers it,
right?
Yes.
It's not domestic terrorism, although they can say because of Elon doing what he is doing to the government, you're trying to send a message, and it becomes political at that point, and then suddenly it's domestic terrorism. But, you know, you look back in the 60s when we protested the Vietnam War.
Yes.
And we, of course, turned over a few cars.
There were riots
broke a few
in the
windows.
Streets. Yes. Yes, I remember.
We could have been considered domestic terrorists. We wouldn't have protests in this country anymore. You know, in this state, Governor Walker tried to make protest illegal if you didn't apply for a license and then take responsibility for everybody who participated in the protest. Now, you can't control everybody in the protest. You know, if they're all there and they're on your side, fine. But if they break a window, then you're responsible. You have to pay for that. You have to get insurance in order to have that protest. This is how they tried to make it illegal.
Right.
It didn't pass muster. Didn't work. But again, they have people who actually go into these protests and they try to create trouble, agitators, to make it seem like that group was doing a bad thing. And they did this with Black Lives Matter protests all over the country.
Right.
They had agitators that went in, tried to frame these people.
Yeah.
And not everyone, but, you know, they did have people doing it. So who is the domestic terrorist? I mean, do we consider vandalism domestic terrorism, even though it is, you know, really kind of striking back at Elon, right? Now, I personally think that Elon kind of is a hired gun committing domestic terrorism by going into our administrative buildings, shutting them down, firing everybody, actually getting into the personal information and data that that these administrative buildings have. I think that's domestic terrorism. And no, even if it's...
You can make the point that,
even if
that,
so, you know, even if the president does sanction it, it's still domestic terrorism to me. I mean, he is tearing apart everything that we have in the government. And we're only going to find out how bad it is later on when we depend on all these services and all of these contracts and everything that is out there. We're already seeing it. We're going to be talking about the food banks being defunded. That's a recent thing. So we're, you know... I have a question about domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Well, these attacks on Teslas continue. You know, they've kind of been spreading. And, you know, there's no sign that they're going to do a bait just because they're now going to be domestic terrorists. They're going to be called domestic terrorists.
Now, NPR had something on this. They said there is no domestic terror law. Right? And the federal code suggests domestic terrorism include attacks that use weapons of mass destruction, okay? And an interesting note to that is that the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people with a weapon of mass destruction was never charged with domestic terrorism.
Really? Timothy McVeigh?
Isn't that weird?
No kidding.
Yeah. And then Tim Walz was out there. He was talking. You know, he's attending some of these town halls. And he said this. He said he checks, you know, the Wall Street ticker. And he says you need a little boost every day when he checks, you know, what's going on with Tesla.
Yeah.
And Pam Bondi said he was siding with domestic terrorists.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. That's, I know. It's crazy stuff, right?
Really got to stretch for that.
What is a domestic terrorist?
What qualifies as a domestic terrorist? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have some thoughts about that, give us a call. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.
All right. Now, we've got a Daily Show clip here. This is cut 190, and they're talking about domestic terrorism.
Okay.
And I thought we'd just take a listen to this. It's also entertaining. So let's check it out.
And some people are not content to just scream about Elon in a high school gym. They're taking to the streets or the parking lots.
Tonight, the FBI and ATF now investigating multiple cases of possible arson targeting Teslas and Cybertrucks.
This dramatic video shows multiple cars in flames. Police say the attacker used Molotov cocktails. It's the latest in more than a dozen instances of arson and vandalism targeting Tesla.
The same suspect shot more Teslas with a gun. Tesla Cybertrucks were set on fire in Kansas City, and earlier this month, shots fired at a Tesla dealership in Oregon. Cybertrucks on fire in Seattle.
Wow, you guys like petty acts of domestic terrorism, huh? Wow. Okay, let me just say, nobody should be breaking the law and blowing up Teslas, especially because if you just wait a few minutes, they'll probably do it by themselves. And in case you're wondering why people might do this, some have been leaving helpful messages.
This is what Tesla employees in Encinitas saw when they arrived to work today. The vandalism is too graphic to show in its entirety. We blurred out the swastika on this white Tesla, as well as the F word on two different windows in front of the dealership. Nazi and scum were written as well.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. Got a text here from Brian in Milwaukee. So protesting against Tesla is considered domestic terrorism, but January 6th is considered an act of love.
Yes, that's what
Good point, Brian.
Act of love. Yes.
We will be back with more on the Maggie Dawn Show. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. Yeah.